quiet now, we will open the third special session conference committee on House Bill 5091. I will open a public hearing. Anyone in attendance wish to testify? No one signed up? I'll still offer to anyone who wishes to testify. Going once. Going twice. Richard? We will close the work session, or the public hearing on House Bill 5091, and open a work session on House Bill 5091. Kent?
Mr. Chair, I've passed out three items to you on the House Bill 5091. You have a new cut list for the selected program cuts that shows a comparison of the House reductions, Senate plan reductions, and the conference committee proposed reductions that are incorporated into the D-16 amendments to the bill. If you look at the far right column, there are shaded boxes every place that there was a change from the Senate passed version. So there's only very few changes. One is on page 2, change in the Tom McCall statute disappropriation. There's a new reduction for the governor's office that brings it up to a reduction equal to the legislative branch reduction. There's a restoration of a cut that was made to the Department of Agriculture for base operations. Those are the only changes noted on this sheet. There are several other changes in the bill. There was a technical fix that we made for the Department of Environmental Quality reduction of about $106,000. There was in the previous version of this bill, there was an increase in federal funds expenditure limitation and a special purpose appropriation for the Department of Forestry, and those were removed from this bill. There was a change in the distribution of the salary reduction money. The judicial branch unrepresented employees were excluded from the reduction that eliminated funding for second year cost of living for management and unrepresented employees. This cost of living adjustment for unrepresented is going to be applied only to the legislative and executive branches of government. The effect of that was about $741,000, and this amount was spread amongst the other agencies receiving salary adjustments. There was an additional $1.6 million general fund appropriated to the Department of Administrative Services to be transferred to the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office for anti-gang law enforcement activities. That can be found in Section 6. The bill also incorporates an additional $30 million that was added to K through 12 that reduces their second special session reduction to $82 million from $112 million. The pieces of that include the Common School Fund revenue that you just adopted in 4055 and some revenues from the bonding of the cigarette. These changes are reflected in the -D-16 amendments, and again, there are changes because of the salary adjustment money that had to be redistributed across agencies. So there, most of the lines in this bill have changed from the previous version passed by the Senate. What you see in the adjustment column is the net effect of the increase in salary monies. The decreases due to the selective program cuts and the other actions taken by the committee.
And also, you may see some negatives, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ken, such as the medical assistance programs for safety net clinics. You'll see a minus 1.2 disappropriation. That's a disappropriation from the emergency fund.
Mr. Chair, yes, there are a number of changes in it because this bill incorporates the revenue that is part of the rebalance plan, including the Education Stability Fund revenues and the transfer of the tobacco settlement monies. The cigarette tax revenues are all incorporated in here with disappropriations of general fund and other fund limitation increases. Also included is the DHS rebalance plan that was to be brought forward to the emergency board meeting that was scheduled to occur yesterday. There's also a Fish and Wildlife Department rebalance action that nets to zero, but it affects a number of their appropriation lines that was also to be brought forward to the emergency board meeting.
Any other high points? Any other low points?
I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
Any questions from the committee to Mr. Rocco?
Just a question, Mr. Chair. Some of the changes that Mr. Rocco is referring to, are they separate lines here, or are they part of the general budget document that we've received?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, they're all included in the total figure. This replaces the original bill, so they're all included in the amendment. The budget report will show the detail effect on each individual agency. And there's a narrative that follows that discusses those changes by program area.
Let's see.
Committee want to
peruse
these a little bit?
Question.
Of course.
Mr. Rocco, can you point out to us where in the narrative is the budget note about the across-the-board cut?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
For those of you who did not quite hear Representative Morgan, she asked staff to point out where the budget note was regarding the across-the-board cuts.
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, on page 17 of the budget report, the first budget note on that discusses the legislative intent on the distribution of the reduction to the employee compensation adjustments.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, where's the $30,000 additional that we just recently put in education?
$30 million.
$30 million. In terms of the amendment, is it in the amendment itself?
Mr. Chair, Senator Courtney, if you go to the in the amendment. On page 11, on page 10, from the state school fund, there are various. There's a general fund number of minus 208 million. Other funds of plus 50. Lottery funds of plus 9. And this is the net of those changes. The $17.7 million from the common school fund is viewed as a local resource, so it's not reflected in the budget bill. But if you look on the budget report on
Division of State Lands,
under page. Division of State Lands on page 9, you'll see a plus $17.7 million increase in the other funds non-limited category. That is reflective of those common school fund resources that will be transferred to K through 12 as a local resource.
Thank you.
I'm going to let the members look through this and come up with questions.
Mr. Chair, this is a draft document. Is an opportunity to break out some of the other categories a little bit in the final document? Does it matter?
I think this is going to be pretty close to what
it is. Okay.
I mean, between...
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader, we can get you more detail later, but this is the typical format that we use for...
Right, yeah, I know. Okay.
Hey, Bill, would you like to join us? Please.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gourley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Could we confirm what the reservations are in the emergency board?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gourley, are you referring to the special purpose appropriations?
Yes, just two.
That are allocated in this?
Yes.
On page 32 of the budget report, there are four that special purpose appropriations that, because of the nature of the emergency board and the emergency fund, those had to be disappropriated from the emergency board so they could be allocated to agencies directly. And there are four. The Department of Education is receiving $2.4 million for the Oregon pre-kindergarten program, and the Department of Human Services is receiving three special purpose appropriations that have been disappropriated and then given to the agency. $3.18 million for local mental health planning and services, $1.2 million for safety net clinics, and $100,000 for the Home Care Commission.
Thank you.
Last page, 32
of 32. If one is of particular interest to you, you might want the budget narrative. And that would be a better correlation because you'll just always start starting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I might add that starting after page 32 of the budget report is the list of vacant positions that are being abolished by the combination of this bill, budget report, and 4055. These positions are currently vacant in agencies, and they're being eliminated to assist with the 0305 roll-up costs.
Thank you.
You guys feeling good?
Promotion.
Just getting there. Everyone pretty comfortable? Had time to peruse?
Yes, sir.
Any questions? Additional questions, staff? The chair moves the Dash 16 amendments into House Bill 5091. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And the chair will move House Bill 5091 as amended by the D16 amendments to the respective floors with a recommended pass from the conference committees. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Hannett?
Nope.
Representative Westlin? Carry. And we will close the work session for the third special session conference committee on House Bill 5091.
There's two copies.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.